Awards was presented by Tom Charlton. The reader was Stefan Cornicard, and it was produced by Mohini Patel.
One of the great piano concertos, Beethoven's Emperor, with the pianist Igor Levit. One of Prokofiev's most dramatic symphonies, his Searing Sixth. Played by one of the best orchestras in the world, the Berlin Philharmonic. Don't miss our weekly visit to Europe on Radio 3 in Concert with me, Fiona Talkington. Tomorrow evening at 7:30 on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
This is Chris Barrow. Good evening from us here at BBC Radio 3. Now it's time for Drama on 3. This week it features a new production of Terminal 3. That's a stage play by the celebrated Swedish poet, novelist and playwright Lars Norén. It's introduced by the Olivier Award-winning writer Simon Stevens. Do be warned, the play includes strong language from the start.
I've been writing for theatre for 20 years. Throughout that time, my work has been nourished by a fascination with what is happening in theatre, in playwriting, outside of the UK, particularly throughout the rest of Europe. Sometimes the British island mentality can define our theatre as much as it defines anything else. Artists of significance are often overlooked in this country. Over that time, the name of Lars Norén, the Swedish playwright whose play Terminal 3 you're about to listen to, has been one that fascinated me. Norén wrote his first play in 1964 and wrote dozens of plays as well as screenplays, novels and collections of poetry before his death in 2021. He's considered iconic in Scandinavia and France and Germany. He's rarely performed in Britain, though, and when he is, often he attracts small audiences in small theatres. Despite hearing about him for decades, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit that I know very little of his work. His play Blood fascinated me when it was produced at the Royal Court in 2002, but much as I was intrigued by that play, it didn't prepare me for the poise and emotional truth, the poetic force and examination of love in the play you're about to hear. Terminal 3 is a play that moves me immensely. It's set in an unnamed city, in a bleak and unsettling hospital waiting room. One door of the room leads to a maternity ward, one leads to a mortuary. In this waiting room, two couples glance against one another. One couple is about to have their first child. One couple has been called to identify a body that may be that of their son. The setup might have a conventional dramatic spring to it, but what Norén really seems to be looking into, more than familiar dramatic dynamics, is what one of the characters in this play describes as the dark places that are found within all of us. Norén uses his grace and restraint to look fearlessly into his characters' loneliness and their need for one another. Their fear of one another and of their future, and their remarkable and, in my view, ultimately redemptive capacity to be kind. Terminal 3 is a play graced by Beckett and Pinter, and in its haunting, looming municipal architecture, it put me in mind of Franz Kafka. After the last strange year of loneliness and yearning, I found it, though, ultimately oddly comforting. We do have the capacity to stay with one another, the play seems to suggest. We do have the capacity to connect. Terminal 3 by Lars Norén.
Is this it?
I don't know.
Is this where we were? Could this be it?
I told you, I don't know.
Yeah.
How would I know?
There's no one here.
I don't know anything.
Since there isn't anyone to ask.
I don't know anything anymore.
It's fucking strange. Recognize anything?
Why don't you ask someone?
Who?
Those who are out there.
My God, it could happen any moment. They told us to come here.
This is where.
Then I guess it's here.
And wait.
This is the same place.
What?
The same place we were long ago. Same hallway. We were here. We were in this waiting room. Fucking strange.
There's someone sitting there.
Isn't there anyone here?
Or a place just like it.
Where are we supposed to go now?
It's the same waiting room, I'm sure of it. I recognise the windows. These tall windows. And the furniture. Same furniture. Placed in the same way.
How could that be?
Because I remember over there, that's where we were waiting. We were sitting and waiting over there. You don't forget those things, even though it was long ago.
Isn't anyone working here?
I guess they use the same kind of furniture everywhere. Cheaper that way.
Maybe it's just pee.
Oh, we'll have to wait here. For our turn.
Couldn't you come up with something better?
What? What do you mean by that?
Oh, forget it.
Do you have pain?
No.
No.
I have nothing.
I have your bag here. If you need anything. Do you need anything?
No, thanks.
Sure?
No. What would that be?
Well, I don't know.
It's broken. I want to get rid of it.
Emma.
I just want to get it over with.
What?
I want to be the one I was before.
Yes, but...
I want to be like the one I am.
How?
But I can't.
Isn't there anyone here?
Doesn't seem like it.
Isn't that strange? Isn't it strange that no one's here?
Yes, it's... Maybe it's strange. It's late.
There isn't a guard here or something. Anyone could just walk in.
We don't know that.
What?
There will be someone here soon. We hope.
No. I sort of hope that no one will show up. no one comes, then maybe it isn't him. But someone else.
Yes.
They're waiting too.
Who?
People over there. They came in when we came.
No, they came later. But they're really old.
They are?
Can't you see that?
They aren't that old. He isn't anyway.
Don't look at them.
Why not?
They'll know we're talking about them.
This is so typical. Having to wait when such big things are happening.
At least they could have had a few candles. Some lit candles.
But this is just the waiting room.
Well, something, anyway.
I think I know him. I guess I've seen him somewhere. Maybe he lives in the neighbourhood.
And do you think we're in the right place?
Yes, we are. They told us to go to the building with the big C.
So is that where we are?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure of anything. There isn't anything I'm sure of. The only thing I'm sure of is that there is a C. That there's a big C above the door. That I'm absolutely sure of. We both saw it. You were the one who saw it first. You were the one who told me.
Was it really a C?
Yes. There was a C above the door that we entered. A big fucking C. I'm sure of that. Everything else, I'm not sure of.
Was it a C?
I love you.
Okay.
No, it's a big fucking broken O.
Maybe it is.
I'll come and pick you up when it's over. And then we'll walk home.
Walk?
Yes. I'll carry him home.
Maybe I won't be able to walk home.
Then we'll get a cab. But it seems silly to take a cab home, since we live so close by. It's just a few hundred yards.
At least a mile.
Well, I'm just talking.
Oh, is that something we have to decide right now?
No.
I feel anxious just thinking about what I should do. My life is so fucking planned out anyway.
No, you don't have to. We don't have to decide anything.
We haven't even decided what to name him.
No. But I think we'll know when he comes out.
Will she?
I think we should call him John John.
No, anything but that.
I think he'll say, "Hello, my name is John John." When he comes out. What's your name?
You sure are talking a lot.
And then we could move down to the house.
What did you say?
I was just thinking that later on we could move down to the house. We'll pack up and put things in order. And then we'll drive down to our home. And then we'll have the whole summer to make the house beautiful. We'll paint and put in new floors, eat in the garden, and spend whole days on the beach with him. Hell, I just long to get away from here. Long to get in the car and leave all this. To get away from here.
It was stinking of seaweed.
So what?
Do you remember when we...
Why don't you go home for now?
What?
Yes, go.
Go home?
Yes, if you want to. If you'd like to go home and rest for a while.
Why would I like to do that? I
just thought that then you wouldn't have to sit here. You might just want to go home and rest for a while.
No, I want to be here with you.
You never know how long it'll take. Maybe it won't happen until tomorrow.
No, I want to be with you. Of course I want to be with you. I don't want to go home. I want to be here with you. But I do have some things I have to do.
You can't do anything, anyway. Not right now, anyway.
You know I want to be here. Why do you say such strange things?
I know you want to go home.
Why do you say that?
Because I can feel it.
No, I don't want to go home.
I can feel that you think this is really tough.
I don't think so at all. That's what you think. As usual, you're projecting on me, the way you always do.
Oh, I don't have the strength for this.
Me neither. Wait. I want to be here with you. That's the only thing I want. Don't you understand that?
Let's wait a little longer.
What else is there to do? Did you drive here?
No, I took a cab.
If something happens, I guess they'll call you.
No.
For your sake, I mean.
You know I want to be part of it.
Yes. Mia said she'd be here later.
Did you talk to Mia?
Just wanted to tell her that it was time.
What the fuck? I'm the one who'll become a dad, not Mia.
I just wanted her to know.
Sure. What is that?
No. Looks like something terrible.
What is it?
Is it a foot?
It's an x-ray of a little foot. Foot of a child. A child's foot with a big rusty nail right through it.
Is that the nail? That dark thing?
It's a nail, it should be light. Yes. Must be really old.
Don't you remember?
No.
Don't you remember that we were here?
I don't want to remember. Not right now.
Anyway. It was here we were 19 years ago. It looks exactly the same. It's as if nothing has changed. Only us. To live in that renovated apartment across the street, around the corner. The one that was so expensive, once they'd renovated it. Lived on the top floor. The sixth floor. You were afraid to go out on the balcony. We looked right in here from our balcony.
It was just a French door with a railing.
Yes, but we weren't going to live there very long. Who was that?
Who?
There was someone over there.
Really?
Someone was over there. I thought I saw a man over there at the end of the corridor.
Someone was there.
Who?
I don't know. He disappeared. Should I go over there and ask?
No, I don't.
No.
I wonder what they're doing here. A couple sitting over there. Maybe they're somebody's parents. They're too old to be.
Should I ask, you think?
Well, yeah, why don't you? It says it over there. Above the door, it says what it is.
What does it say? I couldn't find my glasses.
What does it say?
Chamber for family members.
Chamber?
Yeah.
May I borrow your glasses?
Oh, I don't have any. I left them in my office. Yes. I guess that's where we're supposed to go. That's where he is.
I can't see without my glasses.
Well, that's what it says.
Uh-huh. Chamber for family members.
Fuck, they're looking at us.
Who?
The people over there. There aren't any others.
Why are they looking at us?
Who? Oh, they.
A couple over there.
Well, what else is there to look at?
Just wondering what they're doing here.
I don't know.
They aren't that old.
That's what I said before.
Like us.
Like us. No, they aren't that old.
Maybe they're... Maybe it's someone they know.
Yes. How awful.
Maybe a friend or a sibling.
Sure. How terrible. It could be the parents. One of the parents.
But they're so young. They're so young. She looks like 18 or 19.
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends on... if it's a... It could be a small child, I guess.
I don't know if I can...
What did you say?
I don't know if I'll be able to make it.
No. Me either.
No.
But we have to.
Yes. Maybe it's somebody else.
Yes.
Maybe it isn't him. Maybe it's somebody else.
Yes.
I don't want to know.
No.
I don't want to.
Good that your mother will be coming in. And she and I can put things in order before you two come home. We'll have time to make it nice for you to come home. Right now there's a real mess at home.
You're saying that my stuff is making a mess? We're moving, so what does it matter?
Yes, but...
Oh, how long have we been here?
I don't know. Maybe 15 minutes.
It seems like weeks.
They must know we're here. They haven't forgotten about us. They couldn't do that to us.
Do you think they've forgotten about us?
Seems like it. It's what it seems like.
Yeah. What it seems like.
Maybe after a while we could go somewhere. Take a holiday. Go to Turkey or Crete or wherever, where the sea is warm. Sometimes the water gets warm in April or May already. Maybe we could find a cheap trip, a charter trip, and go away for a week or 10 days.
How could we do that?
There are cheap trips right now. There aren't that many travelling this time of year.
You can't go anywhere with a newborn.
No, not right now. Later.
It was 19 years ago. Is it really 19 years?
No. I don't want to think about it.
No. Later. You don't have to think about it now. In a couple of months. Maybe in September.
No. It won't work. I can't.
Maybe you could stay with your mother while we're away. Just for that short time.
No. I've got to get back to work.
Work? Work? What do you mean?
Yes, I have to.
What the hell do you mean by that?
They already asked me if I could start next month.
Next month?
May 1st. First week in May. I'm happy that someone's asking for me. That someone wants me.
The hell you can.
Why can't I? If I can travel, I might as well work. It's a lot more fun working than going on some fucking charter holiday.
What the hell? I thought you wanted to stay at home.
I'll be home for 5 weeks. Almost 6 weeks.
I don't get it. It's fucking crazy.
I want to get going as soon as possible. So that I'll feel normal again. So that I'll be myself again.
Yes, but... I think it's much too soon.
Not for me.
For him or her. You've got to understand that.
Oh, I feel so cut off from everything. I'm cut off from the world and from myself too. I don't know what's going on. I'm not in touch with myself. I'm like a stranger that I don't know, who's doing things that I normally don't do. It's as if I was cut off from my neck down.
Yes, I know. You've told me that many times.
Oh, it doesn't help. Whatever I say, you still don't understand.
No, but I'm trying.
I don't understand myself.
What?
What's happening? I don't understand what's happening.
Couldn't you wait until after Christmas, anyway?
It's like watching a horror movie without sound and not understanding what they're doing, even though I'm a part of it. I want to get my life going again.
Can't have candles in a waiting room.
Churches, they have them.
In churches, yes.
Church is like a waiting room, isn't it? They could have something that showed that...
People come and go here all day long.
So where are they? There isn't a single human being here. Except those poor people over there. Those two over there.
Are you leaving?
No. I just wanted to stand up.
You can go home, if you like.
No, I said...
Since we live so close by.
I told you that I'm staying.
We're waiting and waiting.
Yes.
That's what we did then too.
Yes. What the hell else can we do?
We were waiting an unusually long time that time.
Hmm.
Maybe it's somebody else.
Yes.
Maybe it's not him at all.
No.
Maybe it isn't Elias.
No.
Maybe it's someone who looks just like him.
But they called you. Why would they call you if it wasn't the right?
They could be wrong. There could be a misunderstanding.
How?
A simple mistake.
How could that be?
I don't know. I'm just saying, until we know.
Yes.
I don't know anything.
No, I'm just trying to... I'm trying to reach for some hope. Have something to... to hope for.
Oh, I talked to him just the other day.
You did?
Yeah, a few days ago.
I didn't know that.
I called him because it had been so long since I'd heard from him.
What did he say? Did he seem depressed? Worried?
No, not at all. On the contrary, I hadn't heard him sound so happy in a long while. He was joking.
About what? What did you talk about? I love you.
Yes.
There was something really silly that we both laughed at. I felt happy afterwards. When we were through talking, everything felt light. I usually feel happy afterwards, when the conversation's over.
Someone's coming.
Someone is coming.
Oh. No.
Should we ask?
What? Hello? Hello?
Are you the people who were supposed to be here?
Yes. I think so.
Yes, that's what they said out there.
That we should come here.
We've been sitting here waiting. Our water broke.
Well, I've been very busy.
Yes. Where are we supposed to go?
I thought you were older. Well, that's what I thought.
Older? Why?
Well, maybe you're siblings or friends.
No, we're married.
Married? To each other?
Yes. We've been married for almost a year.
Hello. Excuse me.
Yes, isn't this where it is?
I just wanted to ask one thing, but I can wait.
So, you're the people who were supposed to come here?
Yes. I don't know. I think so.
You're here for an identification, right?
Yes, a boy.
Yes, a young man.
Yes. Yes, that's us.
We don't know if it is.
I was beginning to wonder what happened to you.
But we've been waiting here.
Well, I was in there in the office.
We've been waiting in here.
Is it a man? A young man?
He who was brought in this morning? Yes, he isn't that old.
He's 19 years old.
20?
Yes, 20.
He was 20 in March, the 19th of March.
Blonde. Very thin.
He's 20 years old.
He has blonde hair. Very blonde.
Excuse me, but we were really here first.
Yes, just a moment. Well, I haven't looked at him very carefully.
Did he? Does he have blonde hair?
Yes.
What the hell is this?
Take it easy. Easy.
I haven't had time to look at his hair colour. What colour his hair is.
Elias is tall and thin.
We really were here first.
Yes. He turned 20 in March.
Well, I can't tell you very much. Better that you see for yourself.
You could give birth any moment.
Yes, of course.
What will you do then?
I just received and registered the body when the police brought him in this morning.
Is he hurt?
He was thinking of applying to a university to study education this autumn. But first he wanted to take a year off to travel. To Australia.
Australia?
Australia.
What about us?
I didn't know that.
Yes. Maybe we should... follow me and... we'll find out if it's the right person. Not until then can we be sure.
What was he going to do there?
Excuse me.
Yes?
Yes, excuse me, but I just wanted to ask if this is the maternity ward.
If this is what?
The maternity ward. Where people give birth.
Oh, that. No. No, this is the waiting room.
For what?
Is that where you're going?
Yes. My wife is about to give birth. They told us to come here.
Yes, the maternity ward is over there. It's the other corridor to the left. The left corridor looking from this direction.
Downstairs, in the reception, they told us to come here.
Well, it's the other corridor. Over there. Where you see the doors?
Over there.
Straight ahead, and then to the left.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I hope so.
Just go over there and ask.
All right. Thank you.
You see, once this was a separate building. But now the entrance is the same for both, but it's really two different buildings.
Well, that's smart, I think.
This is a different ward. But that's not easy to know.
Doesn't say anything anywhere.
No. There's just a letter above the doors.
Okay.
The other one, that's over there.
But it's so dark over there.
Yes. But there's always someone there.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's what I said. It's the same place we were then.
No, not at all.
19 years ago.
That's a different ward. This is the,
No, it wasn't.
What?
No.
Honey. Emma.
Dear.
Honey.
Hope he'll find what he's looking for now.
Yes.
What are we supposed to do?
What did he say?
We're supposed to go over there. Turn left, over there.
So then it isn't here. That's what I said.
It's the same entrance, but we should have turned left instead.
But it's so dark.
That's what he said.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. I asked him, didn't I?
But there's no one there.
We don't know that, do we?
It's pitch black over there.
Of course someone's there. Hell, people give birth all the time.
Why don't you go and ask him again?
I already asked him.
Who?
The guy who was here. Let's go.
It's so quiet. In here.
How's that?
It's so quiet. I don't feel anything.
But hurry up then. Are you in pain?
I don't know if I'll be able to handle this.
I can go. Do you want me to do it?
No.
Wait here then.
No. This isn't easy. It's never easy. In a way, it's even worse when they're so young.
Why don't you stay here?
There are so many young ones these days. There seems to be more and more of them. They aren't even... they're children. One would think that it would be the old ones. There are so many lonely young people who are rotting away in their apartments.
Sure.
It's hard to forget them.
No, I can't.
No.
I don't want to be left alone out here. That I don't like.
Well, maybe you'd like to wait a little while before...
No. Emma.
I know. I knew.
Would you like me to turn on some music?
No. Why?
Some people want it. Some people like that. What kind of music do you like?
No. Emma? What are you doing?
I gave birth to a child. We had a child. Then we divorced. We should never have had a child. I was the one who left. One day I left. Elias was 2 years old then.
Emma, come now.
We should never have had one. I didn't want a child. But I had one.
Emma. You're talking to a stranger.
Emma, what are you doing?
I'm just going to the bathroom.
Over there. One of those doors. Please, follow me.
Everyone's leaving.
Emma, come now.
I'm the only one left.
It's me. How are things? Are you sitting up?
Yes.
How's it going? How are you? Oh, you smell so good.
Tired.
Of course you are. That's not very strange. This is the biggest thing that could ever happen. What a night. It's been an historical night. Well, great. Feeling a little better?
Yes. And Gus?
Yes. Soon you'll be coming home?
Yes. But not today.
It's a beautiful day. 70 degrees. I'm sure you feel the spring in the air. Oh, the air is so clear. Crystal clear. Makes one feel like playing football. But I'll have to wait until it gets a little bigger. For now, he'll just be a goalie.
I want you to sit up as soon as possible.
And that's what you're doing. How do you feel?
I told you that I don't know. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel.
No.
They never told me it would hurt so much. It never did.
No. Didn't say that in the book.
I thought I'd die. I almost did.
You smacked me.
I did?
Yes. You were hurting so much that you hit me. Smacked me right in my face.
I didn't mean to.
No. That's all right. That's not why I said it. I brought you this. And then I brought a couple of books and magazines, if you'd like to read.
Thank you. Do they smell?
Should I put them here?
Oh, I don't feel like reading.
No, not now. Later. Should I put them here?
Flowers downstairs?
Yes. Does it matter where I bought them?
Did you buy them downstairs?
I looked at him. I held him. He was so light. Like embracing air.
He's supposed to sleep.
Before I came to you? Yes, he's asleep.
You can't wake him up?
No. I was just looking at him. He's looking so good. He has little fine hair on his shoulders and right between his shoulder blades. But they said it would disappear.
I know. I'm not supposed to drink alcohol if I'm nursing.
You could probably have one little drink now and then.
No. You don't want to make him into an alcoholic, do we?
What about it? His grandfather was an alcoholic.
That's right.
So we have a boy. It's a boy, after all.
That's what you wanted, wasn't it?
With blue eyes. It hurt him.
Oh, only when I move my body. What was so funny about that?
No, nothing. It made me think of a story. A guy told me a story last night. There was this man who'd been tied to a tree. No, two men. This happened a long time ago. Who were tied to a pole. Then spears were run right through the bodies. And one of them cried and screamed and howled in pain, but the other guy didn't show shit. Then the one who was screaming and howling asked the other one if he was in pain. Only when I laugh, he said. That's why I was laughing. Yeah.
Yes. I feel like I've had a spear going through my body.
So, now we have a child. You and me.
Yes. Yeah.
Our child. I can't understand it.
Me neither.
It was so strange when he came out. Just when he came out of your wonderful body. Because he looked me straight in the eye. I don't know if it's true or if I'm imagining, but I thought that he looked at me calmly and clearly in some way. As if he knew everything. All fucking lies, all fucking deceits. Everything you have to go through in life to become a man. As if he knew everything that's going to happen to him. As if he understood everything that's waiting for him. And as if he knew me. As if we'd always known each other, but hadn't met until now. And as if he was saying, so there you are.
Oh, is that why he screamed?
Why do you say things like that?
I was just kidding. Oh, I'm not allowed to make a joke. Did that piss you off?
Didn't sound like a joke.
Oh, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Is that him?
Yes. He's the one who came in this morning, just before six. Would you like me to turn on some music?
What kind of music?
Well, Bach? Or Beethoven? Maybe some of his later pieces.
No music.
He's the only one here. He's alone.
He looked at me as if he already knew everything that's going to happen. Everything that's waiting for him. He held his hands in front of him. Like this. Cupped. As if he was holding my life in his hands.
I guess he isn't. Is he wearing shoes?
Isn't he wearing his clothes?
No. Not right now. He was naked when they found him. Well, should I, or would you?
No. Yes.
I'm so tired.
No. No.
Isn't it him?
No.
Who is it? No. My little Elias.
Emma.
Well.
Little Elias. What have you done?
Is this Elias?
Yes. It's him.
So, this is the right person?
Yes.
You're absolutely sure?
I'm sure.
Yes?
Of course we're sure. What the hell are you talking about? do you mean?
Well, it's just that...
I'm sorry.
Do you want me to get him?
No. Let him be.
It's just that we have to be sure so that there aren't any mistakes. Sometimes the loved ones don't see what they see. It would be...
Yes, I see. I'm sorry. No.
Yes. You would probably like to be by yourselves for a little while.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm going to... I'll be in the office.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a thought.
Darling.
Yes, sure.
It's just a thought that I sometimes have when I take care of the deceased. If it is, as it sometimes is, very difficult stuff that has brought them here. But I don't know if that's the case this time. I guess I'm thinking that for the deceased, everything is over. They don't have to remember what has happened. For them, it's over. But for us, who continue to live on, we'll remember and suffer. But for them, it's over. Now they're free.
Yes.
Yes. For them, it's over. Now they can rest. Maybe that's a consolation.
Is he supposed to lie here all alone?
Hell, now we are three.
Yes.
Are you happy about that?
Yes, but I'm not in the mood to be happy right now. Not right now.
No.
You'll have to be happy for me, too.
Yes, I'll try. Yes. I thought that today I'll make some calls to removers and find out the costs.
But today is Saturday.
Yeah. Fuck. Today is Saturday. Of course, The best would be if we could do the move down there ourselves. It would be a lot cheaper.
We don't have that much.
Yes. It won't be for a couple months. 3 months.
Sorry,
Liz. It's nice here. I'd like to stay here.
You do?
Yes. I want to go to sleep. But it hurts so much.
Tired, darling?
Yes. I've never, ever felt this tired. I didn't know I could get this tired.
Do you need anything? It'll be incredibly nice when you come home.
I've got to go to work very soon.
We don't have to talk about that now.
I want to go back to work. It's very important to me.
I know that it is. It's just as important for me as it is for you.
Maybe then I'll be myself again.
I hope so.
I can't just sit somewhere out in the country and not do anything.
Who said you would?
Then I'll go under.
You can do whatever you want.
I won't make it.
Me neither.
Is he supposed to lie there all by himself?
Emma. Let's go. Do you want to leave?
Where to? I'm leaving when the time is right. When the time is right, I'll leave. Then I'll leave.
Yes.
Hello.
Everything goes so fast.
What?
Everything has gone so fast, I can't keep up.
What the hell are you talking about? Are you talking about the house again?
Everything. I can't keep up.
But that's what we wanted. We've been driving around looking at thousands of houses.
Because that's what you wanted. Because it was so fucking important to you.
Just for me. Did we do it just for me?
To own a house. To have a child and a family since you never had one.
Really? I thought you wanted it too.
I don't know what I want. I don't know anything. I don't know who I am any longer. I thought it would feel better later once it was over, but now it just feels unreal.
What?
You! Me. Everything. God, no. As if I'd lost everything. As if I'd lost my footing. I'm longing for my nice little apartment with its little balcony and the birch trees outside. That was my first apartment of my very own. I'm longing to go home to my grandma. And my grandpa. I'm longing to sit in grandma's lap, longing for grandma to pick me up and carry me to bed and tuck me in and give me a big cup of hot chocolate and a sandwich.
Yes.
What should we do?
I don't
No.
Well, I've had enough of the city. I've got to... I can't live here any longer. I want a different kind of life.
It's as if I was hearing.
I don't know how I could walk away from here and leave him with all these strangers.
No.
But he's always been alone.
I'll stay here. I won't leave. I'm staying.
We'd only known each other for a few months before I got pregnant. Now we're moving to the country. I don't know. Feels like everything I'm really fond of has been taken away. The only thing I've left is my work. To be able to go to work. I don't know what it'll feel like living down there with a small child. I don't know a single person down there.
You know me.
Well, do I?
Yes, I hope so.
Do I know you?
Yes, I hope so.
I don't know if I know you. I know certain parts of you, but I don't know if I know you.
Really? But that's because of who you are.
You have so many dark spaces within that I don't... where I don't know what you have going on.
Dark spaces?
Yes.
I do.
I hardly knew him.
I have dark spaces.
Yes.
What kind of fucking spaces are you talking about?
I don't know.
And you? Yours are nice and bright.
They used to be.
What are we going to do? No.
I wish I'd known him better.
I don't know what to do. What are you supposed to do? I've never had anything like this happen to me before. I think we'll have to.
We haven't seen each other for many years.
No.
You and me. I don't even know how long it's been.
It was very long ago.
And now we see each other here. Here.
Yes. That's who I am.
Yes. I know.
What's there to say?
I don't know.
I guess I'll go home.
Yeah. Yes. I guess.
Visiting hours almost over. Maybe I'll stay a little longer.
Yes, we'll see.
We'll talk later about what we have to talk about.
That's right, yes.
I can't do it now.
Me neither.
If you'd like, I can stay a little longer.
No. There's nothing more to talk about. Nothing important.
Later we have to do something with his stuff.
His stuff?
Yes, his belongings. What he owned.
He didn't have very much.
What the hell? Everyone has dark spaces. Small, dark spaces. You've got them too.
What did you say?
I can do that. I can take care of that. It's not that much.
No.
Emma.
Maybe we can do it together.
I can't think about that right now.
No.
Emma.
But if you want me to do something with you...
Emma.
You were hardly ever there.
Yes. What do you want?
No.
Nothing.
I can take care of it.
Yes, but I want to... I bought him a new refrigerator in January.
I never get an answer. From you. I never get an answer from you. You never answer me.
What kind of answer?
When I say something, I don't feel that you're answering me. It's as if what I say doesn't sink in. The words don't sink in. The words don't reach you. Don't sink into you.
What do you want me to say?
When I look at you, I don't feel that you're aware of that. That I'm looking at you. You don't see me.
Wait.
Yes, what?
There. There's the door. That's where we came in.
Yes.
Emma.
Where are we going? You should get a dog.
A dog?
You really should buy a dog.
Why?
A dog to take care of.
No, I don't want a dog.
A small one, a Jack Russell Terrier, that's a good kind of dog.
No, I don't want a dog.
I don't know what to say.
No. Me neither.
I used to see him, take him to dinner several times. I don't remember when it was, but once he said he'd figured out that he wanted to become a teacher. He said that he was applying to teachers' college in the spring. I didn't notice anything. I thought everything seemed good.
Well, then it probably was.
What?
I guess he did whatever he could.
I don't understand why he didn't say anything when I saw him. Why didn't he say anything?
I don't know.
I'm leaving now.
Yes, I can see that.
I'm going home.
Sure.
I'll be back tonight. Would you like it better if I didn't come?
Just so fucking tired.
Well, we'll talk more later.
We have to talk.
Okay. I'll be back tonight. See you later.
We have to talk.
Are you going home?
I don't know.
What are you doing now?
I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
Yes.
I'll stay here for a while. I'll sit here for a while.
Yes. Do you have anyone to talk to?
No. Not anymore, do you?
No, not anyone I can talk to.
You don't have to.
I can wait for a while.
Why don't you leave?
I'll stay. Stay.
In Terminal 3 by Larsh Narain, she was played by Nora Lopez Holden, and he by Joseph Eyre. Man was Sean Dooley, and woman, Jane Slavin. The guard was Philip Bretherton. The play was translated from the Swedish by Marita Lindholm Gotchman. The director was Toby Swift.
BBC Radio 3, the long-awaited reopening of the Royal Opera House. A performance of La Clemenza di Tito, Mozart's stunning score full of intrigue, power and control. Recorded at Covent Garden last month in front of a live audience. La Clemenza di Tito from the Royal Opera House, next Saturday evening at 6:30 on Radio 3 and on BBC Sounds.
It's 10 to 9, time now on BBC Radio 3 to join Hannah French for another dose of the best new recordings in classical music.
Hello, good evening, welcome to Record Review Extra, where tonight, as always, established masterpieces sit alongside new discoveries. Like this one, found in a dusty attic in Illinois and made to sparkle brilliantly by the Kaleidoscope Chamber Collective.